Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Ches in Maseches Sukkah. It's the 577th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up discussing the halacha that tzchach posel, if it's four tfachim wide, as long as it's not on the side of the sukkah, is posel if it's that sheer, a four tfachim or more. That we learned in yesterday's daf is the shita of Shmuel, about 12 lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rab happens to disagree, but the Gemara is going to continue to develop this opinion of Shmuel, who the halacha follows. Our daf is going to get involved with many important mechanics in regards to Tzchach, particularly in regards to the halachas of Lovud. Lovud being the concept that within three Tfachim we consider the Tzchach as if it's entirely attached. That will cause the Gemara to bring up many different instances of where you have gaps between the schach. For example, the Gemara will discuss a portico that has schach that's kosher, a schach that's posel. The Gemara will also discuss the halachos of making schach on your skylight, in other words, removing the skylight. And finally, on Amud Beis, aside from going back to the case of a portico and Achsadra, the Gemara will discuss a very important rule called Pi Tikra, Yored Visosem, which is quite a dramatic rule from the Gemara by us, as well as in the Sugya of Erevin. That's why the Amud is so short on Yud Ches Amud Beis, because the Bali Tosas get involved in all the details from Maseches Erevin, the concept of Pi Tikra Yor Visosim, which Bezer Hashem will be Masbir when we get there on the daf. So let's pick up three lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof to the Shita of Shmuel that says that Tzchach Posel Be'emtza is Posel if it's four Tfachim. Again, what that means is that if you have Tzchach, which is invalid, and it's four Tfachim wide, then that makes the entire Sukkah Posel. Schacha bin Nisarin Shel Erez. We learned earlier on Yudalit Amud Beis that if a person uses boards of a cedar tree, Sheish ben Dalit, that's four tfachim wide, Divriya kol psula, Ein ben badal, what if it's less than four? So then there's a machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir poisel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir says it's possible. We learned on Yudalit Amud Beis that the issue of boards, particularly of cedar wood, is that it looks like a tikra. It looks like a roof, which is possible to use for a sukkah. You can't have a roof. You need schach. Rabbi Meir's more machmir. Not only is four a problem of gzeres tikra, but rather Rabbi Meir says anytime it's already three tfachim, you have gzeres tikra. That's Rabbi Meir's position, while Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher up until four tfachim. Umoda Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir concedes, she'im yesh bein neser l'neser kimlo neser sheminiach pesel beinayim, but if you're going to have a space between the erez that's generally used as a roof, and you're going to put kosher schach, a psal is kosher schach, then the halacha is, then the schach is going to be kosher. Analyzes the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, of course, was of the opinion that if you put the kosher schach in between, it's based on the idea that now you no longer have anything that resembles a tikra. Analyzes the Gemara. Mishlei milamanda amar. It makes sense according to the position of Rav, who says that the halachi is milamanda amar bein b'emtza bein min atzad bar ba'amis, that the halachi is whether the schach is possible, whether it's in the middle or in the side, the shear of the psul is for amis, mishum hachik shera. For that reason, if you have something less than for amis, it will be kosher. And therefore, in our case, since the erez is less than for amis, then there's no reason that's going to be posel. Elamand amar b'emtza arba, but according to the opinion of Shmuel, that says the shear in the middle is for tfachim, so then in such a case, how could it be a maik shera? Then why is the halacha, according to Rabbi Meir, that as long as you paste kosher schach psal in between the boards, then it's going to be kosher? Rashi, in the first few words in our Amud, says that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that as long as you put kosher schach between them, there's no longer a gzeiras tikra. However, the Gemara asks, according to the opinion of Shmuel, we began today's daf by saying the Gemara will attempt a proof vis-a-vis the Shita of Shmuel. it's particularly akasha on Shmuel. The Gemara says, Elamanda Amar Be'emtza Barba, according to Shmuel, who says that even four tfachim is going to be possible, a Mike Shera. Why over here is the sukkah going to be kosher? At the end of the day, as Rashi explains on the first line, the first few words of today's Amud, Mamish, the first words of Rashi, that the Shita of Rebbe Meir is that whether it's four tfachim or not, as long as there's beineser leneser psal from the word psal is gorn miyekev, that it's kosher schach, it will be kosher. Why? According to the opinion of Shmuel, anything that's four tfachim is automatically pasul. Answers the Gemara, Maravuna Brave Yeshua, Hacha Besukah Deloy Havya Ela Shmono Mitzumtzemes Askinan. We're talking about a sukkah that's exactly four Amis. Four Amis is 48 Tfachim. And here, the Gemara describes a very interesting phenomenon. The best way to follow along is to see the Gemara as well as look at the first diagram on the Amud in the Hamasifta editions. I believe any edition of diagrams, it will be the first diagram on the Amud. And what happened was the following. On the ends of the sukkah, you had first non-kosher sach. V'yoiv neser, he put down on one side the non-kosher sach, upsal then kosher sach. We're talking now four tvachim of each. First non-kosher, then four tvachim of kosher. V'neser, upsal. Again, off and on. Four tfachim now of non-kosher sach, then four tfachim of kosher sach. V'neser upsal mehai gisa. That was a one half of the sukkah. Then on the other side of the sukkah, going in the same direction, at the wall, there first was schach pasul, v'neser upsal. First schach pasul, then schach kosher. V'neser upsal mehai gisa. And if you take a look at the diagram, what emerges is, as the Gemara describes, in the middle, you have two sets of schach meeting together. In other words, there was a group of four starting from either direction, but if you start with on both sides, schach, posel, neser, then eventually, if you follow the off and on pattern in a schukah of 48 tvachim, what will meet is two sets of four tvachim, sach hakol, eight tvachim, of schach posher. So then in such a case, if you have eight tfachim, v'ika hechsher sukkah be'emtza, in such a case, you have a kosher sukkah in the middle. So since you have a kosher sukkah in the middle, this would be the reason you'd be allowed to use such a sukkah. Rashi adds that you would have to be careful to sit only under the kosher schach, and you would not be able to sit or sleep under the schach pasul, the boards, in regards to the fact that what meets the wall is pasul schach, that's not going to be a problem because you have less than four amis of schach pasul meeting the wall, and hence you'll be able to do dofen akuma. This is all explained in Rashi Dibra Maschul She'ein Ba. We put a big period over here, and the Gemara begins a new topic. The topic that the Gemara is going to discuss is the airspace between schach and the airspace of three tvachim can automatically be posel a sukkah, and this introduces us to important applications of the rule of lavud, aside from, of course, the issue itself of airspace between the schach. Big period. Amar Abaye taught us. Avir shlosha besukkah gedola, umiyato bein bekanim bein b'shibudim, havi miut. Besukkah ktana, Bikonim havimiyutin, bishipudim lo havimiyut. He teaches us a fascinating phenomenon, and that is, if you have airspace of three tvachim within a sukkah, then that will passel the sukkah. If there is airspace of three tvachim between schach, and there was a gap, then in such a case it will passel the sukkah. Interestingly, despite that, says Abaye, if there is a gap, umiyata, and then you put in its place three tvachim, in that three tvachim space, schach posel, then that will be fine. Why? Because as long as you have a shear of schach kosher, of seven tvachim, that's what we call the shear of hechshir sukkah, then that would be okay. However, The sukkah ketana, if it's in a sukkah that has the absolute shear of 7 tefachim and then there's a gap, and you have a gap of 3 tefachim, b'sukkah ketana, b'kanim have miut, if it's reeds, then it works. B'shipudim lo have miut. But if it's spits, then it's not considered a miut. First of all, what emerges from this halacha is that when it comes to schach pasul, the reason why it works, presumably in Abayim, this is how I recall from when I learned in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Maichavrusa, Rabbi Yisrael Balsam explained to me, that when it comes to airspace cannot have the operative principle of bittul be machshirit. Only when you have the same min, schach kosher, schach pasul, then in such a case, once you have enough schach kosher, then it could be mevatel, the schach pasul. However, airspace does not work. And then we have another halacha from Abayi, and that is that there's a difference if the space is being filled up with reeds versus whether it's being filled up with spits. Explains Rashi in Dibra Maschel Bekonim and Dibra Maschel Bishibudim that if it's filled up with reeds, so then in such a case you could say Lovud. However, if it's filled up with spits, so then it's being filled up with schach that is posel. If it were being filled up with schach that's posel, it's not just simply that you're taking airspace and you're finishing it off with lovud when it's already less than 3 tefachim. Rather, you're trying to use the shipudim, you're trying to use this schach posel as a shiur for kosher schach. You need 7 tefachim worth of kosher schach. That will not work. Hence, b'shipudim lo avi miyut. Continues the Gemara. V'hani mili min atzad. And when do we say that avir that's less than 3 tefachim, it's lovud and it's not posel l'sukkah? That's only if it's in the middle. Avol be'emtza. But if it's in the middle, then pligi baravacha ravina. Chad omar yesh lovud be'emtza, v'chad omar ein lovud be'emtza. As a machlokis, whether you would say lovud in the middle of the sukkah to be mashlim when there's avir that's less than 3 tefachim. My time of demand omar yesh lovud be'emtza. What's the rationale for the one who says that there is lovud? Desanya, as we learned in a brisa. This brisa is a halacha in Meseches Erevin. If you recall from the first Mishnah in Erevin, we learned that in order to be able to carry in a mavui, you need to have a beam that signifies that the mavui, an area that is surrounded by houses on three sides, what we would call today a dead-end road, which empties into a Rishus HaRabim, it needs a heker of a korah, a beam, that's going across to indicate that you should not cross over into the Rishus HaRabim. What are some of the parameters of the korah? So one of the halachos are that has to be within one's eye range, that we learned in the beginning of our Masechta, that the korah that's above 20 amos, you need to lower it. So too, also, it needs to be attached to the wall. What happens, says the Braisa, korah yotza mekosel zeh, ve'ena nagas bekosel acher. It comes out from one wall, but it doesn't attach to the other wall. In other words, it's not attached to both walls. V'chein shtei koros, achas yotza mekosel zeh, v'achas yotza mekosel acher. What happens if the crossbeam goes out of a wall, but it doesn't meet each other, and you have two cross beams, but they're not attached. Ve'ena nogo zo bezu. Pachas mishlosha. If it's less than 3, then you say lovud ena tzarech lavi koracheres. Shleisha tzarech lavi koracheres. But if there's 3, then tfachim, gap between either the beam and the other wall, or there's a gap of 3 tfachim between one of the korahs and the other, they're not considered attached. You don't say lavud, and then you cannot carry. However, if it's within 3 tefachim of each other, two ends of the beams, even if they don't actually touch, we say lavud ba'emtza. So what do we see from here? The Gemara says, from here is mashma that we say lavud ba'emtza. V'idach, and the one, the mandamer, who says that we don't say lavud in the middle of the sukkah, he will say, shani koros derabonin. That koros is midrabanan. It's not talking about din daraisa by sukkah. So midrabanan, you say lovud be'emtza. However, for sukkah, you don't. Now, what is the reason you don't? My time of demand amr ain lovud be'emtza. I have another halacha. This is in Maseches Alos, not an easy set of halachos in alos, disnan, we learned in a Mishnah, aruva, a skylight, shebebayis, uba poseach tefach, and there is a tefach opening in the skylight, bebayis kulo tame. If you have a dead body in the house, so then in such a case, anything that is in the house is going to be tame. However, mashekineged aruva, if you have an object that's sitting under the skylight, tohar, then we don't consider it as if the roof was entirely closed. We don't say lavud, and we look at that object as sitting under the sky and not under the oel, and it's tohar. In contrast, tuma keneged aruva, if you have tuma sitting under the skylight, kol habayis kulo tahar, the entire house is tahar. What do we see from both of these halachos? That as long as you have a tefach space, then in such a case, a tefach break in the ceiling, what's considering sitting under that skylight, sitting under that break, is not considered as if it's sitting under a roof. It's less than a tefach. If the tumah is in the house, can I get a aruva tahar? If there's a keli that's smaller than a tefach that's sitting under the aruva, it's tahar. Tumah can I get a aruva, kol habayis kulo tahar. Now really, this is a redactic of the Reisha. There is no change, points out Rashi in Dibra Maschil, ein ba'aruva, between what we learned in the Reisha and the Seifa. However, the Mishnayis in Olos, there in Perek Yud, will differentiate between the halachos between them. However, for our purposes, all we need to pull out from Perek Yud in Olos is that already when you have a tefach, it's not considered, or even less than a tefach, we don't consider the halacha of lavud vis-a-vis tumah v'tahara. So what do we see? We see that be'emtza habayis we don't have lavud, says the Gemara v'idach, and the man amar who says lavud b'emtza by sukkah shani hilchus tumah. Tumah is different to hachi gmiruhu, because we have a halacha l'moshe misinai that there is no lavud when it comes to tumah v'tahara, but other things we would say lavud for. Period. So sukkah we have a machlokes whether we say lavud b'emtza or not. Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi by shenifches. Let's say you have a skylight in which the roof was opened up, v'sikech al gabav, and then you put schach on tabik shera. I'm in the fun of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Parish, my Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, says to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, explain your words. In other words, what you said is true, but it needs to be qualified. Why do I say that? Because kach Parish Abba, this is what my father explained. This that we learned, Bayis Shenifches V'Sikech Al Gabav is kosher, you got to spell out, Arba Amas Psula, if there still is a roof between the skylight and the wall, which is four Amas, then it's going to be Pasul. Pachos Me Arba Amas Kshera, but if it's less than four, then it would be kosher. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Gemara now gives us another halacha, no mention Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi would disagree with Rabbi Yossi's explanation, another halacha, and where, again, there was an elaboration of what Rabbi Yehuda had taught. Abruma is a type of fish, small type of fish, sharia. That is permissible to eat. Amar lefan of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish. Rabbi, you need to explain what you mean. Kach amar Abba. This is how our father explained it. Shel mekom ploni asura. If it comes from a certain place where there are a lot of shrotzim, then it will actually be asur. Shamakom ploni muteris. But if it comes from another place, then it will be mutter. So sometimes where Yehuda bar Eloi taught required further elaboration. The Gemara now proves this point. Kihad amar abai hai tzachanta. Tzachanta again is small fish. Dibav nahara sharya. If it comes from a river called Bav, it's permissible. Mai taima, what's the reason? And you're not concerned about shrotzim, ilay mishum dir difei maya. If it's because there it has water that flows, and therefore shrotzim, smaller insects, don't collect, and you won't get confused between that and the fish. V'hai dog tame kima de leslay chuta shidra lomatzi kayim. And the reason why it's fine is because that you have fish that are tame that don't have a spine. Most of the fish that are tame don't have a spine, and once it's flowing water, they can't live in there because the water, they need to swim up the stream and down the stream, and they need a spine to be able to do that. If that's the reason you're going to say that Bav Nahara is going to be permissible, Vachasina de Kai, but we see that there are Dagim Tmeim that also survive in this type of water, El Mishum de Milche Maya. But for another reason, says the Gemara, because the water in the Bav are salty. V'haydak tameh, even the less like kilfe, and those fish that are tameh, they don't have kaskasim, they don't have scales, and the scales protects them from the salty water. Lo matzi koi, they cannot survive. V'kachazina dekoi, that's also not correct, because we see that they do survive. El mishum de lo marbe tinayu, but because there isn't a lot of mud, and that's where the dag tamei tend and shratzim tend to prolificate. Specifically, they procreate and they give birth in the area of the mud. Mishum de lo marbi tenayu dag tamei. So too for the avroma, that's the same halacha. The Gemara adds Amar Ravina. Ravina taught va idna de shafi nahara eisen nahar gam de lahasam, and now that the nahar eisan and nahar gamda comes into the bav asira, everything is going to be usher. So we see, sometimes you need to clarify the teachings of the Rabbeim. This is a very, very important point in terms of halacha. Every once in a while, someone will walk into a shir, or someone will walk in to read a tshuva, and if they don't have a background in the sugya, sometimes even we think we have a background in the sugya, and we really don't. Either way, a person could sometimes err by applying what was said, and not understand the limitations, or for that matter, the instances where what was taught could be extended, or when it should be limited. We pick up two lines from the bottom on Yuches Amud Aleph, Itmar. Now we go back to Hilchos Sukkah. Sikeich al gabei achsadra, if you put schach on top of a portico. In Eretz Yisrael, this is quite common. You have outside, we often have what they call a pergola, which is similar to an achsadra. In general, achsadras were built in the inside a circumference of buildings, in other words, buildings that were built in a circle, then they would have a large area in between them. And often they had what we call here in Israel a pergola. Often what was built was a portico that was in that courtyard. So, sigach gabe esadra sheyeshla ptsimin, if it's a portico that has ptsimin, ptsimin referred to beams that are going vertically up to the schach, and if you have, as you could see in the diagram that I'm looking at, it's the seventh diagram in the Oz Vahadar on the Amud, where you have beams that are going up vertically to the schach, so then in such a case, if those are within three tvachim of each other, so then in such a case, it's considered as if the schach is on top of walls. Notice, the schach did not go all the way to the edge of the building to use those walls. So you need to create new walls. If you have ptsimin, that will work. She'ein lo ptsimin, what happens if you don't have these beams that could be considered halachic walls because they're three tvachim from each other? Nevertheless, there's a tzad to be makel. Even though there's a distance of more than four amis from the buildings to the schach, and possibly even schach pasul, as you see in diagram number 7, between the schach kosher and the building's walls. Why? Why would it be kosher? So let's take a look. Abaye Amar Ksher, the Gemara says in the last line, Yuches Amud Aleph, that's kosher. Rav Amar Psula, Rav says pasul. Abaye Amar Ksher, why does Abaye say it's kosher? Here we see this amazing rule. Amrinon pi tikra yerid v'seisim. We say that the roof, if it has thickness, goes down to make a wall. The idea of Pitikra Yared Vesesim is the following, that if a roof has thickness, in other words, if you have a roof that's, let's say, four amas wide, but it also has, let's say, for argument's sake, a tefach worth of thickness, then the halacha is, we could consider it as if the roof goes down. We could lower down an imaginary wall from that roof. As you could see in diagram 1 and diagram 2, on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rava Amar Psula Lo Amrinam Pitikra Yared V'Seisim. Rava disagrees and he says you do not say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim. Amalei Rava La Abaye. Rava questions Abaye. You could make such a mechitza just because there's a thickness of a tefach of a roof. All of a sudden, you're able to say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim. Amalei Rava La Abaye. Lidi Doch Damrinan. Damrit Pitikra Yared V'Seisim. Afilu Hifchis Doifin Imtzai. If that would be so, you shouldn't even need a third wall for a sukkah, and you could have just two walls on either side, and if you're missing the middle wall, not a problem. Why? If the schach has any significant thickness, you should say, Pitikra yored visosim amale. So here, Abaye says, no, that far, you're right, I wouldn't go. Why? Modina lecha baha, dahavile kemavli amifulush. That then it's considered as if it's an open mavli. We've discussed the mavli asasim means that if you have an area that's closed on three sides, that's called a mavli sasim. Mavli amifulush is if it's closed in three sides. What's the halacha of a mavli amifulush not considered closed? Because the traffic follows through, drives through. So over here, in such a case, the traffic is going to defy the Pitik Rav Yared Sosim. If you will, one way of formulating it is that the traffic makes it, it's mafkia, it removes the halakhic phenomenon Pitik Rav Yared Sosim. When can you say Pitik Rav Yared Sosim? That's where it's, there isn't a reality that's defying that wall, that halakhic wall. So Pitik Rav Yared Sosim is a halakhic wall, and even for sukkah, Taisus discusses how it works in cases of Erevin, but at least the Chalapachas and Sukkah. So even Sukkah, we say, Pitikra Yared Vesais, and that's only when the reality doesn't undermine it. Over here, the traffic passing through will undermine it. Continues the Gemara, Lema, Ba'iva, Rava, Beplugsa, the Rav Shmuel Kamifligi. This issue of whether we say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim seems to be a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar we learned, Achsad Rabba Bika. If you have a portico in a valley, Rav Amamotel Talta Bikula. Rav says that the portico makes you be able to carry in the area of the portico. Damrina, because we say Pitikra Yared Visaisim, that the roof, its thickness, we allow an imaginary wall to come down. But Shmuel says you could only carry four amis inside. Because you don't say pitikra yored v'sosim. And if there's no mechitzas, so then in such a case, we don't say pitikra. The reason why you could be metaltal four amis, up until four amis, is because it has a din of a karmelis. So as a karmelis, the Isra of Tiltul is Dafka Dalit Amis. So again, Rashi spells out that the Achsadra is mentioned specifically in the Bika, because as you could see in the diagram, in general, valleys don't have homes. In the past, we spoke about an Achsadra that was surrounded by homes. Now we're talking about an Achsadra that's in a valley. So then, in such a case, we have a Machloikis, whether we say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. It seems that that would be the Machloikis over here, between Abaye and Rava, whether we say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim by a sukkah as well. Says the Gemara, no. Aliba de Shmuel, says the Gemara in the last line, Yuchesam Abayis Kulei Amalo Pligi. Then there is no Machloikis. Shmuel says you can't be Metaltel. Bikula, because you don't say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim. So certainly, then, even Abaye would agree that according to Shmuel, that you don't say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim as well when it comes to sukkah. However, ki pligi, says the Gemara on the top of Yutessa Min Aleph, aliba de Rav, within Rav, who says that the halacha is that we do say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim by Achsad Rabba Bika, so then we have a machloikis. Abaye ki Rav, Baye says, I'm following Rav. You say Pitikra Yared V'Seisim by Achsad Rabba Bika in Hilcha Shabbos, so too in Hilcha Sukkah. Rav Amar Lecha, and Rav will say, Ad Kan Lo Amar Rav Hasam, when the Rav says, El De Mechitzas La Achsad Rabba Davide, there, in such a case, in Hilcha Shabbos, it's clear that the cross beams that are made on top of the four corners of the Achsadra are there to support the Sukkah, the Schach, to be more precise, the roof in the desert for What? For the inside. So then you'll say pi tikra yorid v'sosim to close up the area. Aval hacha, but in the case of the achsadra, look back in the diagram, you have an area of pi tikra, of schach pasul, that's there for the portico, the area, the overhang next to the homes. There, that tikra was not made for the inside of the sukkah. It was made for the area around the house. Delav lahachi avidi. It wasn't made for that. Lo, in such a case, then the halacha is that you do not say pi tikra yored v'sosem. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf yud ches in Maseches Sukkah. The daf for Shabbos Kodesh will be daf yud tes. And Bezer Hashem, I'm looking forward in joining with you again on the first day for Parshas Pekudei, daf chof in Maseches Sukkah, which is the last daf of the first parak. Wishing you a Shabbos Kodesh of Menucha and Kedusha. A good Shabbos.